The president also questioned NATO and the future of NATO.
We give so much and we get so little in return. And I've been a critic of NATO for many years. And yet I've done more to help NATO than any other president by far. The problem with NATO is that we'll be there for them 100%. But I'm not sure that they'd be there for us.
So again, fact, the only time in history that NATO's Article 5, which is an attack on one, is an attack on all. The only time Article 5 has been invoked was NATO being there for the United States after 9/11. The president then turned to wind farms and windmills, insulting European countries that use them.
China makes almost all of the windmills, and yet I haven't been able to find any wind farms in China. But they make them, they sell them for a fortune. They sell them to the stupid people that buy them, but they don't use them themselves.
China, in point of fact, has more wind farms than any other country. I think an estimated 20% of their energy comes from wind. But the big picture, according to three sources, is that many top European officials worry that NATO's very survival remains at stake. They feel an urgent diplomatic intervention is needed for the president. I guess a question we all have right now is whether this claim that this issue is about to be resolved, is that real? Is that Trump waving a white flag? Sources tell the New York Times that during a NATO meeting today, top military officers from NATO member states discussed this so-called compromise in which Denmark would give the U.S. sovereignty over small pockets of Greenland where the U.S. could build military bases. The officials did not know if this idea was part of the framework